Hello, BGTY Nation. Happy New Year. Happy, happy New Year. <laughs> 2019 is upon us, and what do you have planned? How do you plan to be unstoppable this year? Don't know or haven't thought about it? Well, this episode of Bringing Joy to Life will help you goal set. I know. You probably saying that many people do a goal setting theme at the beginning of the year, and why is yours so different? Well, I don't know if mine is different or not, but what I plan to do is help you turn your goals into gold. What I want you to do is imagine yourself standing on the Olympic podium in the middle, receiving your gold medal. Woo! Can you do it? Can you turn your goals into gold? In order to reach the finish line of goal setting, first, you must understand why it is important to goal set. Second, you must know that there are different types of goal setting methods. Third, you must dedicate some time to writing a goal or goals. And fourth, you must set attainable goals so you can live your life like it's golden. Are you ready, BGTY Nation? Are you ready? So let's dive in to the topic of today. BGTY Nation, the question is, why goal set? The perfect answer or the standard answer is because everybody's doing it, because it is a tradition, because it is another year. No, get that out of your mind quickly. This should not be the reason you goal set. Edwin Locke in the 1960s came up with the goal setting theory of motivation. I read the article about this theory and I summed it up to define goal setting as creating goals with clear direction that are realistic, specific, and attainable. Okay, so this was a theory from the 1960s. And yes, our knowledge bank, as I call it, has gone beyond this to be more detailed. But I wanted to start here because I wanted to put it out there that goal setting has been around a long time. But you know, people, as individuals, we have busy lives and we're not goal setting correctly. Do you think we're goal setting correctly? Think about your life, how you goal set. Probably not. You're probably not goal setting correctly. I was not goal setting correctly for a long time. We usually, as individuals, just subconsciously have a goal or goals in mind, hoping that we meet the goal, or we buy those pretty planners that are on sale at Hobby Lobby or at Michael's, and we write with those pretty little pens that we have the goals that we say we're gonna meet. Raise your hand in the air and raise it like you just don't care. If that's you, somebody say, oh yeah. So I'm raising my hand. I'm saying, oh yeah, that was me a while back. I had the pretty planner. I had the pretty pen. I wrote all these fancy goals that I wanted to accomplish. I wrote the month that I was going to accomplish it. And then guess what I did? I put that book to the side. I didn't look back at it again because that was the thing to do. It's not. So I'm going to say again, raise your hand in the air like you just don't care. And if that's you, somebody say, oh yeah. with all seriousness though, most people goal set like what I described previously, and most times those goals are being put on the goal setting agenda every year, year after year, or they just fall by the wayside. If you want to change your thinking and you want success, not by luck, but by purpose, then you should goal set because it will help you grow. See a future outlook that is possible through steps, and it will, goal setting will also be inspirational and motivational for you, and you will BGTY, be good to yourself. And of course, you should goal set because it will bring joy to your life. When I was thinking of what to call this episode, I thought about doing a comparison. A comparison to what? Well, I wanted goal setting to be something that you looked at as hard work, yet rewarding when reaching it. The only thing that came to mind was an Olympic gold medalist. So, close your eyes. Listen to the song being played in the background. Imagine that you are swimming like Michael Phelps, hitting that tennis ball like Serena Williams, or completing a gymnastic routine like Simone Biles. Just imagine the feeling you have. And then when your name is called to the step and you step up, you bow down as they are putting that gold medal around your neck. Are you smiling as you are imagining that happening to you? Are you feeling the euphoria that winning brings? That's how you need to be when you're goal setting. Our goals are like the activities of an Olympic gold medalist. Yes, I said it. You don't have to be an Olympic gold medalist to think like one. So come on, BGTY Nation. Chariots of Fire is playing in the background and you are ready to goal set. You are ready to turn your goals into gold. According to Roy Ann Kamar article on Olympic athletes' routines, an Olympic gold medalist spends at least 10,000 hours working on his or her craft to perfect it. You, BGTY Nation, can dive into goal setting the same and spend hours working on your routines and rituals to meet the goal. Sometimes not meeting the goal for years, but it's just like an Olympic gold medalist. Olympians also examine. Did you hear me say they examine? They examine their daily routines, their meal plans, sleeping rituals, and workout regimens often enough to fix it, to rearrange it, or extend it because it is getting them ready for competition. This maximizes everything. It brings them to a higher level or a competitive level. You can do the same when goal setting. Don't let goal setting become just words on a paper. Quoting the words of a music group called Outkast, get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass you by. BGTY Nation, don't let the days of your life pass you by. An Olympian has used the entourage effect as well. According to Kamar's March 2018 article, what does that mean? Well, they have people around them that are competing at the top of the game, and they have people around them that's in their entourage that are encouragers, like family, friends, and coaches. Ding, ding, ding. You can do the same with goal setting. You need people that can encourage you to work toward your goals. You need people that are also goal setting. They encourage and hold you accountable. And that's what we need, BGTY Nation. I know that's what I need. I need someone to hold me accountable. The entourage effect, according to this article, can be contagious and, well, worth it, because it turned your goals into gold, just like an Olympian. They compete. They make sure that they are well prepared before that competition. And most times, they are going for the gold. Lastly, the third Olympian comparison that I would do for you, it was found in the article as well, and it was manufactured willpower. Manufactured willpower. Most Olympians have trainers and coaches that purposefully have goal sessions with their Olympian in addition to detailed visualizations and daily practices that artificially grow the Olympian's hunger for success. Are you hungry for success? Do you have goals you want to accomplish? You have to know how to set goals and really, really dedicate the time to making it happen. When you transform your habits, you transform your life, which then transforms your goal setting methods into attainable goals. Ding, 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 ding. Kind of like an Olympian. We are the champions. We are the champions. There's no time for losing today, BGTY Nation. Turn your goals into gold. So, are you setting your goals like they're golden? First of all, you have to be smart about it. You have to dedicate time in order to set SMART goals. Questions to ask yourself. That's one of the methods. Clue, one of the methods, SMART goals. Are your goals specific? Are they measurable? Can you achieve your goal? How relevant or realistic is your goal? And have you set a time that the goal should be met? If you are SMART and you're using the method, the SMART goal method, you are setting goals like you are golden. You are setting your goals like they are golden, golden, golden. I'm taking my freedom, putting it on the shelf, putting it on the chain, wearing it around my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go. It won't take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden. BGTY Nation, are you setting your goals like they're golden? Do you have a manufactured willpower? Your will to believe your vision. You need it. And I hope by listening and comparing your goal setting to the activities of an Olympian, it will make you a better woman or a better man. Start with the end in mind. Use the backward design method to start the process. Ding, ding, ding. Second method. Frances Braceland was quoted as saying that we can be sure that the greatest hope for maintaining equilibrium in the face of any situation rests within ourselves. Turn your goals into gold. Live your life like it is golden, 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 golden. That's how you want to live it. Golden, golden. BGTY Nation, what you also need to do is have goals that are attainable. So many people set goals that are way beyond reach, therefore making the person that set the goal give up. They hide from embarrassment because they set a goal that was too high for themselves, or they continue the cycle of having the same goal year after year after year, not reaching that goal. That is called a cycle of failure. Oprah Winfrey was quoted from her book titled Words That Matter. And she's quoted by saying, "I've learned that you can't have everything and do everything at the same time. I hope you'll tell yourself the truth about what matters most to you. Know that your hours in this life are limited for attaining it. Then decide how you'll use your most precious resource." This book was a gift to me by a parent at the school I'm currently an administrator at, and I love it. So thank you, Clark family. I'm putting this book to good use. So based on that quote, make sure you can attain the goals you set. No one wants to keep going in circles. Life is just too short. Also, when you're goal setting, make sure that you are actively participating. Active participating is so, so important. You will not achieve your goals without you actively participating in the process. Live life like it's golden. And also live your life like you're turning your goals into that gold medal that the Olympic gold medalist receives every time he or she wins. BGTY Nation, I have a call to action for you. I have a freebie to help you get to your gold goal setting medal. In the show notes, or if you follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast, you'll find the free, absolutely free interactive booklet on goal setting. You have heard the audio, which is this podcast. Now it's time to get the visual if you are a visual person. Don't be stubborn. Start your goal setting today. Start the new year off like it's golden. Goal setting makes you a happier person. It brings joy to your life. I love conversing with you, and I hope you're taking these gems I share and putting them to use in your life. Check me out on Instagram or Facebook. I'm mostly on Instagram. It's my favorite. Leave a review and let me know what you think. Share this podcast with others so that they can start. Not just you, they can start bringing joy to their lives. And of course, BGTY, be good to yourself. Happy New Year, everybody. See you next week.